Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this edition of Hope. Today's episode is called Be Still. The scripture is Psalm 46, and the song is Kirk Franklin's My World Needs You Right Now. And today is Remembrance Day from 9/11. And also in light of all that continues to happen in the world right now, which the enemy is just having a field day with, especially with the horrendous rhetoric and violence and hate spewing from so many lips lately. As I said, the enemy is having a field day. And so it is even more imperative to hold on to the Word of God, to fill our minds and hearts with the Word of God, so there's no room for the enemy to get a foothold. Because once the enemy does, this is how lips spew out things that should not be said. Incitement against one or the other starts to occur or continues to occur is when the enemy gets a foothold in spaces that he should not have a foothold in. And we, as people of God, or who want to know the Lord, or want to see a better world, we have got to gird ourselves with the Word of God, trust in Him, fill our hearts and our minds with the Word of God, because that is the only way we can push out the enemy, the evil that seems to be taking hold of so many. And that is in light of Psalm 46, why it is also such an important psalm. As I said, it is one of the ones that I use pretty much every single day. It's one of the ones my mother had written down for us to pray over every day, just because it reminds us that God is in control, and that sometimes we just need to be still and know that God is God, because He is the Alpha and Omega. He knows all things good. He knows all things that are evil and that are going to happen. He knows the heart of man. And He knows each and everyone's heart. He knows what is in it. And so we need to check our hearts. What are we letting our hearts ruminate on? What are we allowing into our hearts? What are we holding on to? What are we angry about? Because once there is anger, once it takes a foothold, that is how evil is prepared. Evil happens. I mean, in the Bible, it says in the Ten Commandments, or I'm forgetting where it says that being angry at someone is the same as killing someone, because that is how evil takes a foothold. It starts with anger. So we need to release whatever anger we have against anyone or anything, and trust that God has it. Ask the Lord to forgive us and help us to forgive others, because when that unforgiveness takes hold, there's so many things that just can take hold and change one's whole demeanor, attitude, mind, mindset. And People, when the enemy knows that we are not forgiving somebody or for something, that is where the foothold continues to take, and the enemy will just keep striking. So, as I said, we need to gird ourselves with the Word of God, and we need to ask the Lord to forgive us And we need to forgive others because the consequences of unforgiveness are huge. It changes our hearts, it corrodes our hearts, it corrodes our minds. And so I pray that the Word of God continues to be part of your daily walk with the Lord. Psalm 46 reads, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. So I pray this day that we can forgive others as the Lord forgives us. We can love others as the Lord loves us. We can be guided by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. We can ask the Lord to cleanse our hearts and our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. And we thank the Lord for another day that he has blessed us with this day. May we go forth and do the work the Lord has called us to do, which is to love our neighbors as ourselves, love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and to just bless on others, do good to those around us, because it ripples. When we love on others, they love on others, and they love on others, and they love on others, and it just makes a big difference. So may the Lord protect us all from the evil one. May he build a special wall of fire around each and every one of us so that the evil one cannot break through. May the Lord's angels go in front, behind, and beside us and hem us in on all sides. And may the Lord's goodness and mercy continue to cover us all the days of our lives. And may we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Till next time, ruminate on Psalm 46. Read it over and over again. Read it out loud so it hits your spirit, or just listen to it. And the song, Kirk Franklin, My World Needs You Right Now, is just another beautiful anthem to the Lord that we need the Lord right now. More than ever. So till next time, be blessed. To God be the glory. Please share and please be kind and be encouraged by this word. Amen.